This is the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, my friends, already into the third hour. We've covered quite a bit of news and covered some of the big issues, but I've got a lot of it here we haven't gotten to. I need to. So I'll talk to Dan and a few other people, Arnold and Mark and others, and Don and Brad and others. And then I'm going to get into news for the rest of the show. I'm going to try to calmly go over all this craziness. Let's right now talk to who's up next, Mark? Don in Pennsylvania. Go ahead.
Yeah, good morning here, Alex.
How you doing?
This is Western Pennsylvania. You know, Kentucky, Pennsylvania, as they say. Anyways, I live over here in Newcastle, PA. I know I'm not allowed to say that, but I am. Over here in the Lawrence County Courthouse, the Bar Association said that you are no longer allowed to represent yourself without a neocon lawyer.
They also ruled that there's no attorney-client privilege. They can tattle on you, and they're moving to get rid of juries.
Oh, I've already realized that. The other thing is, on January here, I went and talked to another, you know, extortionist called an IRS agent. I went and talked to him for a matter of maybe 2 minutes. To be honest with you, the conversation went quite well in my opinion. He said, "You haven't paid no taxes for a while. What's your problem?" That's 96. Now, you got to realize that is significant because it's a statute of limitations. He goes, "Why not?" And I said, "Sir, I read your book. I said, here's your book in front of you. I said, can you show me the law where I have to pay an income tax? I said, you show me and I'll be more than happy to pay it." He goes, "Well," he goes, "I'll give you a 96 return," which he did. He goes, "All you got to do is date and sign it." I said, "Excuse me, sir, but by me doing that, that violates my Fifth Amendment because this can be used against me." He goes, "Well," you're going to love this, Alex. he turned right around and he goes, he shoved his book that he had, you know, for notes that's just used for propaganda and show. He goes, "Well, you're going to go see a federal judge in 30 days. I said, "Sir," I said, "according to the Patriot Act," I said, "I am hereby considering you as a terrorist against me. I said, I hereby have authorization to arrest you and throw you in my prison, not a state prison, and I don't have to tell anyone for at least a year." I said, "Would you like to reframe that?" He goes, "You're free to go." I thought I'd let you have fun with that. Bye.
All right. Well, thanks for the call. By the way, you can say where you're from. We don't mind first names and where you're calling from. In fact, we like that. I just don't want folks giving their first and last name and giving phone numbers out. All right, let's go ahead and talk to we'll break and come back and talk to three more callers. And then that's all I have time for because I need to get to news. I really do. It's very frustrating for me when I don't cover it all. And, yeah, maybe sometime in this hour I'll plug my videos and the new book I've published, Ordered Out of Chaos, that you can only get at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free. I don't know, though, if you really want to find out who carried out September 11th and other terrorist attacks and what their plan is for you and your family. It's probably not as important as the football game, but, hey, we're weird around here. We're actually into freedom. We do apologize in advance for it. But we'll be right back, and we'll take some more calls, and I'll get into all the news, including an article out of CNN about life extension technologies. So it's a big third hour lined up for you. Please stay with us, and we'll be back on the other side.
I've lost 10 pounds with the collagen aid so far. Give it a try. Worked good for me. I'm going to have to go get remeasured because my pants are getting kind of baggy on me. My stomach is not there no more. It's really very easy. Helps me sleep good, lose weight, tones me up. Hey, I like it.
Trying to lose weight for someone in a wheelchair is extremely frustrating, and the first month that I tried it, I lost 6 pounds. When I heard about the collagen aid, I heard this lady that had to be in bed all the time, and she was gaining weight, so she took the collagen aid. And so I called. The first month that I tried it, I lost 6 pounds, and I've lost 9 inches off my waist.
What are you waiting for? Vivin Vickers Collagen 8 works with your body to improve fat metabolism, which means a leaner, healthier you. Call Vivin Vigor today at 1-800-622-THIN. That's 1-800-622-8446, and get $25 off a 3-month supply of collagenate. Lose fat the safe and healthy way with Vivin Vigor's collagenate. That's 1-800-622-8446.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster as a New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, my friends, into the third hour. It is the 18th of August 2003. I'm going to take 3 more calls, and I'm going right back into the news. There's a lot of really important stuff we got to get to, like South Korea fires on North Korean boat. Russian Pacific Fleet launches major exercise in Far East, the biggest ever seen. Also, Ashcroft campaign to shore up the Patriot Act and get the Victory Act passed. Walmart announces that, yeah, they don't care if you boycott them. They're going to launch total RFID tracking of you and your family. That's just some of what's coming up. Right now, let's go to Brandon in Texas. Go ahead, Brandon.
Yeah, Alex, how you doing?
Pretty good.
Good, good. Hey there, I'm from Austin, but I've recently have been in California for the past month, and I was in L.A. visiting my dad, and when I was there, I was walking around in North Hollywood and came across a table with some literature and some young people about my age, some college students, and they had some signs that said, stop Cheney from carrying out another 9/11 and impeach Cheney now. So that definitely caught my interest, and went over there to talk with them, and they were with the LaRouche Youth Movement. And so I wanted to get your opinion on the Lyndon LaRouche campaign, and because some of the things that I've read some of his literature, and some of the things make me take pause. But it seems that he's the only one in Washington that knows who the real enemy is. But I just wanted to get your opinion.
Well, thanks. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Brandon, look, Lyndon LaRouche is a New World Order shill, and he puts out really accurate information about the British oligarchy, the Anglo-American establishment, the New World Order, the CFR, the Bilderberg Group, government-sponsored terrorism. And then his answer is kind of a left-wing world socialist government and all these big building projects. And so basically he's a, well, I was just earlier talking about Alan Keyes and Jerry Falwell being phonies. They talk about a lot of real problems, but basically just run a business out of it and misdirect people's energies. And that's what LaRouche does. And I know this from reading their Executive Intelligence Review. I know this, you know, over the decades. I know this by watching their weekly TV show here in Austin. Before the election, you know, Bill Clinton is this horrible British demon agent, the worst ever known. We have all this evidence, multi-hour-long treatises on it. And then Bill Clinton gets elected, and Bill Clinton has always been fighting the globalist and is wonderful, and Al Gore is the evil one, and Bill Clinton is fighting the establishment with LaRouche, secretly advising him. I mean, it's just pure propaganda. And so I've watched them over time. They have a lot of good people involved in it, but I don't know. I mean, I've just called them up before wanting information, and I also got the hard sell, just another one of the loyal opposition groups, if you ask me. Okay, I don't want to. I'm not in the business of bad-mouthing all these minion groups, and it really does come down to the individual asking God for guidance and trying to fight the New World Order and educating others, where as a society we value freedom and know a fraud when we see it. Let's talk to Arnold in Kentucky. Arnold, go ahead.
Good morning.
Good morning. Go ahead.
How are you?
Good. It's the afternoon.
I want to ask you a bunch of questions. I want to have them answered immediately.
Well, go ahead and answer them.
Who is your daddy, and what does he do?
This is fun. How many more clips do you got?
Yeah.
So, how long have you been enjoying the satanic rituals at the Bohemian Grove?
Yes.
So tell me. Tell me right now, Arnold.
What do we got to do?
We've got Arnold Schwarzenegger on the line with us, and I'm asking him about his meeting with the Rothschilds last year, according to Reuters, when he flew in with Warren Buffett.
Well, I've got news for you. You're mine now. You belong to me.
Well, that's good. Arnold in Kentucky. Arnold?
Nice to meet you.
Is that it? Is that all you have to, you know, actually, you've got a larger vocabulary than you normally do today.
This must be what they mean by poetic justice.
Man, this is something else. So, you're for open borders. They know you were in trouble for that, so they're trying to claim now that you're actually against open borders. But we know you're for abortion, the murder of babies. We know that you're for total gun control and for higher taxes. Would you like to comment on this neocon platform?
Stop whining.
Stop whining? Well, we're not whining. We're standing up to you as a little Illuminati punk.
You want names and addresses?
Whoever's doing this, I would love to talk to you. Come on the line and tell me how you put all these Arnold clips in a computer.
Hello, Alex.
Yes.
I just thought you'd like that. You can get them on the internet quite easily.
Who is this?
My real name is Keith.
Well, that is very interesting. What do you think about Arnold and this giant distraction? But by studying the story, it ceases to be a distraction. It's very educational.
It's pretty obvious that they want Arnold to be the governor because they're ignoring everyone else, and Gary Coleman has got the same, you know, Gary Coleman. He should have the same chance of getting elected as Arnold because they're both the same. They're both actors.
Well, the globalists love actors, though, don't they?
Yeah.
But, you know, at the same time, we've got a meeting with the Rothschilds, and then we have, at the same time as that, Orrin Hatch, a top globalist in the Senate, moving to change the law so Arnold can run for president.
I don't think that would be very popular, though, even if Arnold is popular.
Well, they don't care. They don't care. But the question is, why is Arnold hanging out with the Illuminati? Why do they like him so much?
Well, because he's got this... I think he's probably a member of, because he married into the Kennedy family.
Well, yeah, that's a big part of it. He knows what he's doing, but it goes back before that. His family, especially who his mother married after his father died. I mean, mommy likes to marry Nazis, and how do you think he can say he admires Hitler and that's acceptable, but Mel Gibson can't make a biblical movie?
It confuses me a lot. I just think you have to forgive what they've done in the past. But I don't understand what's wrong with Mel Gibson's movie.
Well, there's nothing wrong with it other than the fact that it's historical and they don't like anything that's truly Christian. They want to equate Christianity with anti-Semitism, but if you're a real live Nazi, you're okay, and that's very hypocritical.
But there's no like Italian groups doing Mel Gibson saying that, because he portrays the Romans killing Jesus. There's no Italian group suing Mel Gibson.
Well, that's it. And they do show the Romans killing Jesus, and I wonder why the Italian groups have not gotten angry.
Yeah.
All right, thanks for the call. That's very interesting. Hey, are you still there?
Yeah.
Arnold, can you hit I'll be back for me so you can call in with Arnold maybe later?
Yeah.
Well, go ahead and hit it for us. That was something else. He's trying to find it right now. I guess he's got a menu of Arnold audio clips, and he's playing them. He can't find it, huh, Arnold?
I'll be back.
I'll be back. Well, thank you. Thank you for the call. Really appreciate that. Man, when I first heard it, I thought, man, that is a really good imitator of Arnold. And then Mark popped in my ear and said, that's obviously a recording. And yeah, right as he said that, I was starting to pick up on the fact these were movie clips. But Mark in Minnesota, go ahead, last caller.
Hey, Alex. Yeah, that was pretty wild. You actually got to interview Arnold Schwarzenegger. But yeah, you're absolutely right about these infiltrators. In fact, what's really interesting, I happen to know a former national campaign manager for Alan Keyes, and he actually told me that, he did not believe Alan Keyes ever ran for president to actually get elected. It was actually to promote his book. And in fact, what's interesting, you'd go back and look at some of Keyes' rhetoric, and he would reserve his most brutal attacks for people like Pat Buchanan. But then, Bob Dole or somebody would get a free pass on some, really far-out position. But really what they're good at is they might identify part of the problem, but they will not discuss solutions.
Well, that's it. And the big solution is first getting people to realize the fraud you just articulated so easily. Stay there. I'll let you finish up. That's it for calls today, because I got to cover some of this news. just, my brain is reeling from all this.
Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur, odors, foul taste, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey Light convenient to transport, even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey Light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Our founding fathers wrote down for all time our most precious documents of freedom: the Declaration of Independence, the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and Lincoln's Gettysburg Address. These are the purest forms of our country's freedom before the thousands of politicians got their hands on them. The Declaration in Washington, D.C. can barely be read. It has faded that much. Now is your chance and your patriotic duty to have it in your home or office. We bring them to you by using an 11-step process, reproducing these historic documents in exacting detail on antiqued parchment paper all ready for framing. But you don't just get the Declaration, which sells for over $100 when framed, but all four documents for just $24.95, shipping included. And as a special gift for ordering now, you will also receive a commemorative U.S. Constitution proof silver dollar with your order. Call now toll-free 800-686-2237 and order the Documents of Freedom. Don't wait. Do it today. The number 800-686-2237. What would you rather do? Spend 10 minutes learning how to become debt-free within 2 years, or spend the next 30 years wishing you had? The debt experts at StartOverToday.com can usually settle your debt for approximately 50% of what you owe, including their fees. They provide an easy, convenient, and financially intelligent financial wellness program for getting out of debt without filing bankruptcy in approximately 24 months or less. If you have at least $5,000 in unsecured debt, let the experts at StartOverToday.com use their negotiating skills to reduce your payments and effectively eliminate the interest you're paying. Visit them on the web at startovertoday.com or call them toll-free at 800-251-1991. That's 1-800-251-1991. Startovertoday.com is an intelligent, ethical alternative to bankruptcy and credit counselors and can be your answer to living debt-free. Visit them on the web at startovertoday.com or call today, 800-251-1991. Don't consolidate, eliminate.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, finishing up with Mark in Minnesota. I'm talking about phonies, left-wing, right-wing phonies. They're all over the place. Go ahead and finishing up your comment.
I recently had a chance to discuss, Gulf War Syndrome. You know, this second Gulf War Syndrome, by the way, I believe it's from the shots. A young lady who died from a similar pneumonia-like illness just after receiving the shots, but before she deployed back in April, Rachel Lacey. But I had a chance to talk to some Republicans, about Gulf War Syndrome, too. And you know what their reaction was? It was, pretty much they just asked, what are you, a liberal? and are you a communist or something like that? And I'm just thinking, whoa, I didn't talk about anything else other than, pretty much Gulf War syndrome and the shots.
Well, now they admit that the first troops were given a dangerous vaccine that had been banned. They now admit they were hit with nerve gas from the bunkers that were blown up and were not given treatment. But you see, we're supposed to, well, that was then, shut up. No, I've told you, Mark, supporting the troops. Hey, supporting the troops means waving a plastic flag, made in China. It means cutting their pay. It means just mindlessly supporting the empire.
Yeah, see, this is exactly one of their tactics is. In fact, you'll notice, like, of course, I don't really listen to, in fact, I don't listen to them, but back when I used to, I would notice, like, Rush Limbaugh. So you had a Democrat that would come out and say, oh, there are kids in poverty, we need some government program. Well, what Rush would do is he would come out and say, no, kids aren't in poverty, everything is perfect, and if you suggest that kids are in poverty, you're just a liberal. So rather than, saying, no, we shouldn't expand government, the real problem is that you don't believe we're in utopia. And this, Alex, is what the Republican Party and these neocons are all about. They are there to tell you that we're in utopia, and anybody who denies that we're in utopia, Alex, is a liberal.
Well, that's it. And then the liberals go to all the disenfranchised growing mass and say, we're not in a utopia, government's the answer. So either way, they capture you. The middle class is in la-la land as they're being dismantled, and you've got all the larger group of poor people hearing, no, we're going to take care of you. By the way, take the guns from those middle-class people, will you? Now you tell the middle-class utopians, hey, Bush wants your guns and open borders. They say, let them eat cake. And again, okay, then you're in for a rough ride, but here's the problem. Whenever a middle-class person sees their neighbor go down in this economy, in this society, they just say, well, that's just them. I've got to keep up appearances as if I'm doing real well. So it's mind control, all right.
Right. So the first thing, step to reaching a solution is to admit there's a problem. Yes, there are a lot of false solutions, but there is a problem, and it doesn't make you a liberal to suggest that we're in something other than utopia.
Well,
the ocean
have trouble. Look. They have trouble with this whole liberal thing. I mean, they got all the neocons on TV saying Arnold Schwarzenegger is the second coming, okay? Who cares if he's a Nazi? Who cares if he wants your guns? The neocons are on radio and TV for him saying, vote for him, you got to stop the liberals. The liberals, he is one. So,
I know.
So this shows how it's a false fight.
It's everywhere, and people, you're right, they're so mind controlled and they don't even realize it. They've been indoctrinated and brainwashed and.
Did you hear my story of last week? I'm getting my car cleaned.
Yeah, I heard that.
And for those that didn't, and a guy walks over and says, what are you reading? And I said, I'm reading Order Out of Chaos. He said, oh, what's it about? And I said, well, it's, about corrupt government. And he said, well, I don't believe in that. And I said, well, you don't believe in history? Then he said, well, what's it about? And I said, well, it's, about how they want to put implantable microchips in us. And he started laughing at me, and some woman said, yeah, I heard about that, but what are you, crazy? Because I was, that's nuts, folks. They admit they heard about it, but I'm crazy for talking about it. I mean, whoa.
Well, this is a good thing, Alec. I think that the police state, this control grid, is a wonderful conservative thing, Alec.
See, but now
you're just a liberal.
Problem.
But God bless you. I got a copy of your book in the mail today, A Descent into Tyranny. Looks like it's going to be a great read. God bless you, and death to the New World Order.
Well, thank you for the support. Yeah, it's a great book I wrote. $12, 230 pages. I want to thank all those that have gotten it. If you haven't gotten it, you should. But now I've printed another book. I didn't write it. Paul Watson did. It's Order Out of Chaos, 330-something pages long. It's 1995, Order Out of Chaos, Elite-Sponsored Terrorism in the New World Order. Need to have Order Out of Chaos, folks. I haven't plugged it in about an hour and a half. I'll do that briefly when we get back, and then I'll get into all the news we haven't gotten to yet. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hardly a day goes by in the garden without the Cobra Head. I want to tell you about a great little garden tool called the Cobra Head. First, take half of the tools you're currently using in the garden, throw them away, and call 1-800-TODAY.com or call today 800-251-1991. Don't consolidate, eliminate.
He rode a blazing saddle. He wore a shining star.
All right, my friends, we're back live, jumping right into some of the news we haven't detailed yet. South Korea fires on North Korean boat. This out of ABC News of Australia. South Korea warships fired warning shots at a North Korean vessel in the Yellow Sea. According to Seoul's Joint Chiefs of Staff, the 10-ton North Korean boat crossed into South Korean waters this afternoon. There's also a giant U.S.-South Korean drill going on in the waters right now. Russia's Pacific Fleet launches major exercises in Far East. Russia's Pacific Fleet launched large-scale exercises in Russia's Far East Monday, Navy officials said. Besides the Pacific Fleet, the exercises would involve troops of the Far Eastern military bases, border guards, police rescue agencies, and security searches, officials say. A total of 75 warships, over 20 aircraft, and 30,000 soldiers and experts would be included in the operation, which has no precedent in the history of the Russian Navy by scale, diversity of its participants, and the space covered, officials added. South Korean and Japanese ships and planes would also take part in the exercise, which would be monitored by experts from the United States, Canada, China, and North Korea. What does that mean? A lot of bizarre stuff going on. This whole power grid thing, that'll centralize, that'll grow the federal control. Oh, the terrorists might strike our power. Now we might need to have troops at all the power stations. Lots of troops, training you to accept troops. They're calling it an exclusive why they've broken a news story that was broken by the New York Daily News 2 weeks ago. Well, and talked about 8 months ago on this show. But exclusive, Ashcroft's campaign to shore up the Patriot Act. I mean, it may have been unannounced months ago, but it was obvious he was pushing a campaign. Attorney General John Ashcroft this week will launch a cross-country brainstorming tour designed to shore up support for the USA Patriot Act. The controversial measure passed after 9-1-1, giving the Justice Department broad new powers to combat terrorism. Well, you mean to combat the Bill of Rights and ensure that your terrorist attacks go off without a hitch? Okay. Over the next 3 weeks, Ashcroft plans to swoop into 18 cities, give speeches, meet local officials, and grant select press interviews, touting department success using the law. In a conference call and emails last week, sources tell Newsweek the country's 94 U.S. attorneys were instructed to help gain support by convincing community meetings, write-up ed articles, and local newspapers, and ensuring that uninformed cops are seated in the bleachers behind the AG during his visits. Of course, out of Freudian slip, it says, and by ensuring that uniformed cops are seated in the bleachers behind the AG, Attorney General, during his visits. Yeah, uninformed cops ordered to sit there behind the Attorney General to give it the illusion of local police. People you know, you can trust the Nazi Party. We're here to help you, and we're hiring local police from your Austrian government to make up the backbone of the new SS. Oh, that's another story. But let's break down what's really going on here. Bush went to St. Louis, and they had the boxes that said Made in the USA stenciled on them, where somebody with, 30, 45 vision could read it at 50 yards away. And then they zoomed in on the actual boxes. They said Made in China. It's a felony to mislabel stuff at a warehouse, but hey, who cares? You know, that's for the general public, not the Fuhrer The Fuhrer can't do any wrong. The idiot Fuhrer, a little puppet head. And so we had all that developed. Then Bush was in Indiana a few months later, and they ordered everybody in this big arena, take your ties off, or you're going to be taken out by the Secret Service. Now, that was in the Associated Press. He will be thrown out of this building if you do not. They got on the speakers, take your ties off. And then a bunch of people didn't, so they came back on and said, take them off now or you'll be thrown out. So they did. Because Bush didn't want the image of lots of men wearing ties, giving orders. And so that's what happened there. And this weekend, I'm again watching some more TV. Haven't been watching in a long time, spending some time on vacation, watching a little TV. And I'm there watching it, and it's Bush out at some national monument. They got Forest Service workers behind him. I mean, 2 feet behind him. And the sound of crunching dirt as they're digging with spades and shovels. And you could tell they had the ground microphone. I mean, the crunching of the dirt was louder than the president talking, and he was having his press conference about getting America back to work and upgrading the power system and how, you know, he'd been for this all along, and here was people right behind him. I mean, 2 feet behind him in Forest Service outfits, old gray-haired Forest Service workers, you know, all the head folks, in a staged photo op. Oh, look, the Fuhrer's out. And look at all the work going on. Look at how your government works for you. Can you imagine him ordering the Forest Service people, here, stand behind the president and dig. Will you do that for us? Think about that. Think about that. So maybe you like phoniness, but I just thought of that reading where they're going to have uniform cops. They've instructed all the country's 94 U.S. attorneys to go order the local police, I guess, to sit behind the attorney general. Why? Ashcroft and his top aides are worried that the grassroots campaign, Roll Back the Patriot Act, is gaining momentum. More than 140 local governments, including 3 states, have passed resolutions condemning the act as an infringement of civil liberties. Some of those resolutions even ban state law enforcement officials from cooperating with the feds on cases that use Patriot Act authorization techniques. Just as alarming was last month's lopsided U.S. House vote forbidding justice from spending funds to use the act's controversial sneak and peek provision that authorities authorized federal agents to conduct secret searches of homes and businesses. Alarm that the Anti-Patriot Act movement was spiraling and might torpedo internal justice plans for even more expansive anti-terrorism proposals, Ashcroft aides included, they need to strike back. One method, said an official, was to roll out Ashcroft. Okay, let's give you the numbers. It's 3 states, about another 10, a bunch of conservative states. It's over 400 cities and towns. And he went to Alaska and asked them not to pass it, and they still did. Conservative state. By the way, why isn't the media calling him on the carpet for being a big fat liar? He said there wasn't a Patriot Act due months after it was introduced officially. He says there was no new terror legislation, and he's now rolled out the Victory Act, so we've got multiple new Patriot Acts. By the way, all that stuff's on InfoWars.com. You want to read it. The anxiety of justice is intensified by the fact that the Anti-Patriot Act campaign is being driven by a coalition that includes such diverse groups as the ACLU and Phyllis Schlafly's The Eagle Forum. The House sponsor of the Anti-Sneak and Peek Amendment, for example, is GOP Representative Butch Otter, an Idaho conservative, who's under major pressure by his constituents, who told Newsweek his concerns were heightened when anti-abortion groups warned that abortion protesters could be targeted as domestic terrorists. Justice officials say Otter and his supporters are grotesquely distorting what the law does. Hey, you're a liar again. We've read the thing on the air, folks. 1 and 2. Large subsections of it on air. It allows them to arrest you secretly for any reason, take you to an undisclosed location, torture you, blow your head off, lethal inject you, and bury you, cremate you, will never be seen again. Now, it says it. I announced it. People couldn't believe it. Then it came out in the news. Okay, there are secret death camps, and for your safety, of course. And yes, they're going to secretly arrest citizens for any reason. And now the Justice Department, in a brief to Congress, admits it will be used against all criminals for all crimes and suspected crimes. So I'm sick of it. Now listen to this. This is out of the RFID Journal. And it's a journal paid for by the RFID Consortium and the Pentagon. And their documents have been released. We broke the story on air. Now it's been in all the big newspapers that, yeah, the government secretly met with the heads of the corporations for a cashless society, implantable microchip, tracker grid, and all goods and services out there. The money you pay with, the stuff you buy, Gillette razors, clothes, shoes, everything. Campbell's soup. And they've announced it. Then there was a protest, and they said, okay, we're not going to do it. Well, again, I said, if you believe that, I got a bridge I'll be more than happy to sell you. Walmart expands RFID mandate. The world's largest retailer says that it will ask all suppliers to tag pallets and cases by the end of 2006. Now, they had said they were going to do it all Walmarts by next year. And it says, if anyone still doubts that Walmart is serious about deploying RFID technology in its supply chain, they should be dispelled by its latest revelation. The world's largest retailer says it will require all suppliers put RFID tags carrying electronic product codes by the end of 2006. We have asked our 100 top suppliers to have product on pallets employing RFID chips and in cases with RFID chips, says Walmart spokesman Tom Williams. By 2006, we will roll in out with all suppliers. But it says we will roll it out with all suppliers. And it says Linda Dillman, Walmart CIO, publicly announced in June that the retailer, now listen to this, a retailer would ask its top suppliers to tag pallets and cases beginning in January 2005. And of course, individual goods is what they tried to roll out last month, and there was a protest. So that's pretty serious. And here's a bizarre article out of the Silicon Valley Business Journal. Backers of RFID chips banking on alien concept. The prediction that one day every consumer product will include an electronic tracking chip in every movement from manufacturer plant to store shelf and beyond may be as sci-fi as it sounds. May not be as sci-fi as it sounds. At least that's what more than a dozen investors in Morgan Hill-based Alien Technology Corp are hoping. It goes in to talk about how they're selling this to everybody. It's called Alien Technologies, and their symbol's a flying saucer. Oh, man. Continuing here with all this news. U.S. to send signal to North Koreans in naval exercise. Yeah, they're shooting at North Korean vessels right now. The Bush administration, while preparing for talks soon with North Korea, is also stepping up military pressure with plans for a joint naval exercise next month to train for interdicting at sea arms and other materials being transported to and from the North. Administration officials said Asian diplomats said the exercise would be carried out in the Coral Sea off northeastern Australia in September, and that it was officially described as directed at no one country. A principal intention, however, was to send a sharp signal to North Korea to dismantle its nuclear weapons program, they say. We've read the mainstream reports where Rumsfeld purposefully leaked his battle plans for September or October to get vessels pre-deployed over there to preemptively strike. First, they released this. Now they're deploying. And this is trying to push the North into doing something stupid. What do you support North Korea? No, I don't. I'm just saying they're staging a war with these psychopaths, okay? And the people running this country are just as evil. In fact, they're more sophisticated, okay? They're not 4.5 feet tall, running around gobbling caviar drunk. They want to dehumanize everybody and are taking their time doing it. West Virginia police step up patrols after sniper-style shootings. Got another one of those happening. Sure, it's the government. We have Northwood's plan, the official government plan, to carry out sniper attacks to get martial law in America, and even how to frame patsies in the Northwood's plan. 22 die in Taliban attack on police station. At least 22 people died when hundreds of suspected Taliban fighters seized control of a police station in southern Afghanistan at the weekend, one of the most serious attacks against the government for a year. At least 400 heavily armed gunmen poured into Barmal, 125 miles southeast of Kabul, late on Saturday in a convoy of trucks. Muhammad al-Jaali, the governor of Pakistani province, said that they had come across the Pakistani border 5 miles away. By the way, Pakistan's run by the CIA, folks. Our government's happy for them to have nukes and help arm them. But that's okay. The head of their intelligence agency met with the heads of the House and Senate the morning of September 11th while it was happening, and he wired $100,000 to Muhammad Atta. And now they're supposedly attacking. Oh, this is ridiculous. Bush blamed for chaos, which led to blackouts. Bush didn't do anything. Bush is a puppet. This is out of the Independent, saying he blocked reforms that would have made the power system not go down by allowing a centralization and consolidation and price cutting and so-called privatization, which is true. But again, Bush didn't do anything. Bush reads off a teleprompter, folks. Stop having the illusion that he's our president. The guy couldn't even finish his flight training. Continuing here, a bunch of other news here, very, very important. A story came out about Dr. David Kelly. And Dr. David Kelly, it turns out, was seen by one of his neighbors a mile from home right before he supposedly died, laughing and joking and happily talking to his neighbor. And again, he talked about dark actors, people that have been threatening him, problems he'd been having, and that certainly ended up happening. There in the end, didn't it? Also, there's this Reuters journalist who was wearing the helmet with the red stickers on it and everything, and he even took photos. He even took photos of the tanks rolling up. He was unarmed, and they just shot him. What they do now. And I have the other article here. This was from AFP. I have the other article here where they admit that our military was ordered to kill reporters to get them out of the way. So cold-blooded murder, folks. Okay. We'll talk about study, 911-style attack on U.S. likely.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my most comprehensive documentary exposing the New World Order's orchestration of the September 11th attacks yet. In my new film, The Masters of Terror, we chronicle the globalist master plan for world domination. The Masters of Terror details how the elite are using manufactured terrorism to drive the world population into accepting tyranny. Witness in horror the execution of the September 11th attacks and the ensuing whitewash. The cashless society control grid, implantable microchips, mass mind control, militarization of police, concentration camps, foreign troops, passing on U.S. soil, the USA Patriot Act, Super Big Brother Total Information Awareness Network, and much, much more. It is absolutely vital that everyone see the Masters of Terror. Only by exposing the perpetrators of September 11th can we stop them from carrying out the next wave of attacks and destroying our constitutional republic. Order online now at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing you to the Black Berkey Replacement Element. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes. Black Berkey Replacement Elements are so powerful they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. The trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, styrene, chloroform, and MTBE are removed below detectable limits. Black Berkey filter elements also reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. And the Black Berkey filters are reclaimable. Simply brush them up with Scotch-Brite pads. Normally $48 each, you get a two-pack for only $91 or a four-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438. Protect your family.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, final segment. There's a bunch of news we didn't get to. It's online at InfoWars.com. Study 911 style attack on U.S. likely. So, you see, they study this, and then the globalists say the terrorists are going to get you. We're going to have to totally enslave you, okay? And then the terrorists attack, and we go, oh, you're so smart. We'll have to let you run our lives now. Never mind that you're connected to all the terrorists, up one side and down the other. We'll just be mindless idiots. Another September 11th-style terrorism attack is highly likely in the United States, which ranks fourth in an index assessing the risk of 186 countries. A research company said Sunday, London-based World Markets Research Center ranked Colombia, Israel, Pakistan, and the United States as the most likely to descend into order or disorder, as the five countries most likely to be targeted in a terrorist attack in the next 12 months. And it's the company's World Terrorism Index at a telephone interview. And the CFR is saying the same thing. We're going to get nuked. We're going to get smallpox. But don't worry. They're ready to totally enslave you to keep you safe. There's a story out of United Press International, Walker's World, Trading with the Enemy. And it says world trade is growing at 6% this year. That's more than it did in the happy, booming 96 of recent memory. And after the unexciting 3% growth last year and the 1.5% shrinkage of dismal 2001, it should be cause to celebrate. It should also be grounds for optimism about next month's World Trade Organization Summit in Cancun, Mexico. So it's just, man, the WTO is going to save us, United Press International says. Isn't that nice? Here's another one, how to be gay. Can't use the scientific word homosexual, that's a thought crime. How to be gay, course draws fire at Michigan. Washington Times, a course called How to Be Gay, Male Homosexuality and Initiation, scheduled this fall, has redefined a culture war, University of Michigan in Ann Arbor. A family's value lobbyist is leading public opposition to the self-proclaimed uncompromising political militancy of the professor who teaches lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender. And it goes on and on. They're going to teach the young people how to do all this. Again, just destroy the family. Destroy the family. And Arnold Schwarzenegger and his type of neocon trash totally support this. We're out of time, my friends, but we'll be back tonight, 9 to midnight Central, and back tomorrow, 11 to 2. I want to thank all the great listeners and affiliates and sponsors for their support, folks running the show. I guess I really should tell you, I've written a book, 911 Descent into Tyranny, about September 11th and how they carried the attacks out, how the government did. I think it's important you have it. $12. We've got a new book covering September 11th and other examples of terrorism and British terrorism and just a bunch of other amazing information. Order Out of Chaos that InfoWars.com has published. It's 1995, over 300 pages, full of graphics and diagrams and information. I've got my film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, Masters of Terror, Police State, Three Total Enslavement. Go to InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order. Or call toll-free right now. Remember, your purchase also supports this show, what we do here. 1-888-253-3139. Don't count on others to expose this evil. And don't think resistance is futile, because it's not. We need you to be leaders. These are great tools to do it. Call today. 1-888-253-3139. Or InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Remember, all that evil men entice you to flourish is that good men and women do nothing. So don't sit there on your hind end. All right, get out there and fight the New World Order. God bless.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they are inhaled.